You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
We are constantly surrounded by the message that mom life is the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it can be hard and full of lots of showing up for others, the idea that being a mom means living a joyless life, a stale or shit show kind of life all the time, is something I am passionate about putting a stop to. My name is Ali Casaza, and I'm about to make your life so much lighter. You are listening to The Purpose Show. A quick note, because it is so important to me that I am able to authentically be myself and speak the way that I normally speak here on my podcast, not sugarcoat or be vanilla or wear a different mask when I'm talking to you guys here. You'll find the occasional curse word on my show. So if that bothers you, if it's not something you want your kids to hear, grab your headphones, girl. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. If you're a mompreneur, listen up. I've got something for you. I am sharing my high converting, tested and retested and tweaked and retweaked over the last 7+ years, my high converting email sequence. I have built a multi-7-figure business selling low-priced courses to an audience that a famous business coach once told me, quote, doesn't spend money on themselves. But having an awesome course to sell is not the only step you need to take. How are you going to sell it? How are you going to tell people about your services? How do you connect with your audience? When someone joins your email list, what are they getting? What impression are they getting of you? Are they connecting with you? Are they being trained to continuously open your emails, or are they turned off and trained to ignore you? So, how about we take some work out of what to put in your email sequence and automate sales while also building a solid connection with your audience? I have created a brand new mini course that will give you the exact template I use for my email nurture sequence, plus a video training expanding on what you need to include in your email sequence, examples of specifically what to say, how to say it, how to infuse your voice and your personality, basically everything you need to create a winning sequence that not only warms up a cold audience, but converts leads to sales and that cash money. Plus, this email sequence is going to make people just really connect with you and really love you and kind of turn them into those like evangelical level followers. They're going to be opening your emails, following you on social media, spreading the word about you. And that is what we want. This is what I have done to create this big following that I have now and get people to love and open my emails. So go to alicasaza.com/email sequence to get this course. It is so cheap. It's literally less than $40. Go get it right now. All right, beautiful loves. Welcome to the Purpose Show podcast. Super stoked for this morning because I'm recording instead of, you know, doing all the things I quote should be doing right now. I'm live on Instagram as I record this, and I was just telling my Instagram babes, like, the craziest morning. I slept in, like, I did not sleep last night, slept like 3 hours past when I normally wake up, woke up super late. Kids were still here. They, like, also slept in. It must be, like, a contagious energy or something. They missed the bus, had to take them to school, go get caught. Like, it was just, it's been crazy. So I got here and I was just like, you know what? We're just going to do something different. We're not going to talk about home. We're not going to talk about mom life. We're going to talk about business because that's where I want to focus. I don't want to deal with all the other things right now. So we're just going to avoid for a second and focus on business. So today's episode is going to be a game changer. This is something that I share with my private clients that I'm going to share for free with you guys today. We're going to talk about content creation, content repurposing, and how to take one piece of content and repurpose it to where you have like tons and tons of content from one thing that you created. So basically, you're taking like, I don't know, what, 30 minutes of content creation and having it last you for like weeks and weeks, maybe even months. So what brought this episode on for me was I was having a conversation with Hillary. She's been a private client of mine for the past 3 months. And she was just sharing about her frustration with just spending time creating content, but it not getting her very far. So just like, you know, all the time and energy, mental exertion that it takes to like create a piece of content. And you like, you get it together. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to make this an amazing reel or an amazing TikTok or whatever it is you're creating. And you finally do it, you finish it, and then you post it, you get it live, and it gets like, you know, 50 views, 200 views, whatever, wherever you're at. It's just like not going. And how, like she was just telling me like how discouraging that is, how frustrated it makes her, how it just feels like, she was just like, girl, like I've got kids, I've got a baby, and like I'm taking time out, I'm scheduling time to work on my business and create content. And then I finally do it and get it done. And it just kind of goes nowhere. And it's just like not worth my time. It just makes me like want to give up and not even do any of this. And so I'm really glad that this came up with this client, because Hillary's problem is all of our problem. And I have so much to say about this. It's one of those things where I live this way. I do things this way in my content creation and my business. And so it's not something that I'm like, oh, this is something I could teach. It just feels like this is just what I do. Isn't this what everyone is doing? And then I realize it's not. And this is amazing content. So here we go. I'm going to tell you guys what I told her. First of all, we are playing a long game here. We are creating a movement. We are creating value. We're creating connection with people. Those 50 views, that's 50 people that you just warmed up a little bit. Even if they're not your followers, they saw you. And the algorithm will probably show you to them again if they stayed on for more than a couple seconds, if they clicked that heart button, even if they didn't. So that's not a loss. When people do engage, even if there's not a ton of reach, if they do engage, like that's even better. You warmed them up even more, okay? So that is not a loss. On its own already, the content has done its job. Every piece of content that you make is not going to reach a ton of people and, you know, grow your business directly. Oftentimes, the content we create is actually growing our businesses very indirectly. It's all part of like the foundation that builds up growth, but we just don't directly see it. And it can be discouraging, but that's because of your perception. So change your perception because you're in control of that. So start to perceive your content as this long game. You connected with 200 people. Maybe it wasn't 20,000, but it was 200. You connected with them. You made an impression on them. They saw you. Their subconscious minds picked up your face and your voice. They are a little bit more warmed up, and that is a win. The other thing I want to say is you need to start thinking outside the box when it comes to creating your content. So let's get into this. Never, ever, 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 ever create content for it to only be that piece of content. What I mean by that is, let's say that you're getting on TikTok and you're like, okay, I'm going to grow this platform. I'm going to utilize this social media platform. And you create a TikTok. Let's say you create a 30-second short form video for TikTok. That TikTok should never, ever, ever be just a TikTok. Putting in that time, that energy, that mental effort, that section of your calendar into just a TikTok, I'm just going to say it point blank, it's dumb. And if you want to win in business, we can't be dumb. We got to think outside the box. We got to be more creative than that. So you never, ever, ever create a TikTok just to be that TikTok. So you get the idea, you create the TikTok, and then you repurpose the shit out of it, okay? So the message in that TikTok becomes an email to your list. It becomes a reel. It becomes a podcast episode, even if it's just a mini-sode. Doesn't even have to be a whole thing. It becomes the script for a YouTube video. It becomes a pin on Pinterest, an idea of a video pin. It becomes all kinds of things. That piece of content, however straightforward, however short, girl, you just birthed a new idea. It should never just be the TikTok. The idea should carry you a bit. Do not create just to create that one thing. It is the worst use of your time, of your mind, of your intellectual property, your resources. Like, time away from your kids to focus on your business should be working for you. So of course it's awful. Like, of course it's awful to have that hit of inspiration, put it together, do all the editing, add the closed captions and put the caption, the hashtags on there and post it. And then like, of course that feels like shit. But that's because that's the only thing you're expecting from it. Like, no, you can repost the original. I'm going to go through a bunch of ideas with you guys here. Okay. You can repost that original TikTok. You can repost the original piece of content to the same platform again in a few weeks or a couple months. Like, that piece of content is now it's property. Your intellectual property became physical matter. Like, you physically created a TikTok. That is now part of your business. It's property that you can repurpose and make it work for you. So forget repurposing it to other platforms. Let's just look at the platform itself. Let's stick with this example of a TikTok. So let's say you make a 30-second TikTok and it doesn't do what you wanted it to do. Or it does. It doesn't matter. You're like, oh, wow, this is really picking up some steam. Great. Whether it totally farts or it kills, it's great. You can take that same piece of content and post it again on the same exact platform again in a few weeks, in a couple months, whatever. You should have this in your cycle. If it didn't work out, try it again on a different day at a different time with a different caption and different hashtags. Your hashtags should be using your hashtags like SEO. What would people be searching if they were looking for what it is you do? What is your person, your customer avatar, to sound like, you know, bro marketing vibes? What are they going to be searching? Put what they're going to be searching. Try changing the caption around a little bit. Maybe change, you know, the words you have on the screen. Change a little something, but repost it to the same platform. That's not even repurposing. That's just posting it again. You can do that. I have my clients, when they have a piece of social media content that really hits with their audience, great, repost it again. Because you don't, like, it's showing you to such a small percentage of your followers. It's showing you to such a small percentage of the users on that platform that aren't your followers yet. Keep using it. If something lands, it doesn't just land that day. It can land again and again and again. Put it in your rotation. Have it go out once every 8 weeks. Like, repost it. No one is doing that. Nobody cares. What's the worst thing that could happen? Somebody that saw it sees it again? That happens to me. You know who's really good at this is Angie Lee. She's really good at doing this. And I'll see her stuff multiple times and I don't care. I love it. Like, keep posting it, okay? You want to get the most views, the most engagement possible out of what you spend time creating. And this is what I'm always like, this is what I'm always trying to drive home. I pretty much exclusively work with mothers who are in business. That's my passion. There's plenty of business coaches. There's tons of that out there. I want to help mothers who are growing a business and raising a family because it is just harder. It is so much harder. And I want to be for them. So when I'm working with a client and I know she's got three kids and one of them is, you know, a year old and she's just really hustling and really wants to grow her business, I am going to spend my mental energy. First of all, I do this for me because I have four freaking kids. I homeschooled them up till this year. I'm running this business. Like, I moved a bunch last year. My life is busy and I don't like to work much. I work a few hours a day and then I'm out. So I'm life hacking the shit out of the way I work. And then I'm taking that and I am repurposing those ideas and the way I work for my clients and my startup school students. I want that mom with three kids and a one-year-old, I want to make her life so much easier that she's just like, oh my God, after I worked with Allie, it was never the same. So it's this kind of stuff. You never, as a mother and a business owner, ever create a piece of content and then it's just that piece of content. You are always taking that as now your business property and making it work for you like you would real estate investments. Okay? If time is money, if that's your view, then you are literally throwing money down the toilet because you're spending time doing something and then not being smart about what it does for you and how you use it and how it works in your business. Okay. So let's talk about like repurposing the content, not reposting it to the same platform, but like actually repurposing it. So let's go back to, let's use the same example. You made a short form video, you made a TikTok. What I like to do is post it to TikTok and kind of see how it goes. If it doesn't go too well, it doesn't get too many views, because I'm, you know, everyone gets stuck around a certain views. TikTok is just kind of weird right now. But if it does okay, or I really like the content, I'm going to repurpose it. That short form video, that TikTok, just became a carousel post. It just became an Instagram story later on. It just became a pin on Pinterest. It just became a YouTube short. It just became the script for a full YouTube video. And it just became a mini-sode for The Purpose Show. It also just became an email to my list. I actually could make it like 4 or 5 emails to my list if I wanted to dive deeper into it and break it down. But that single idea is serving my business for weeks. You can also break the content apart and go deeper on one specific point or each specific point. So let's say, example, you have a post about better options to say when you're disciplining your child. Okay, so instead of saying this, try saying this. And you have like 5 examples because you're a parenting coach. Okay, you could take that TikTok, create that, you know, 30 to 60 second TikTok. And you have that, like, hey, here's some better reframes for parenting. Instead of saying this, try saying this. Great. It goes well. You can also turn that into, you know, a carousel post, an Instagram story, a reel, all you can repurpose it. But then you can go deeper with it. And you can actually create more content instead of just letting that piece of content be that piece of content. Here's 5 examples of say this, not this for parenting, for parents. Instead of that being it, go even deeper with it. And create, like, go deeper into each of the 5 examples you gave in that TikTok, explaining why you're saying that. Why do those words matter? Why did you reframe it like that? Why shouldn't they say the first thing and they should say the other thing instead? How does that affect the kids? What's the psychology behind it? Go deeper into each thing. And that is, now you just created a bunch more TikToks, which of course are going to get repurposed into Instagram posts and reels and all, like, et cetera, et cetera. You can go deeper and you can go wider with one piece of content. Like, you guys, this is one piece of content turned into like 30. Don't ever, ever, ever post just to post that thing. Another thing is, if something starts to go well, like let's say something hits with your audience and it's going pretty well. When something hits, it's hitting for a reason. Run with it. Do more of that. Learn from it. Do more things like that. Take note. This is really going well. Cool. That was worth it. No. Why is it going well? What type of content is it? Create more of that. So let's take this example that I got, like the TikTok of, instead of saying this, say this with 5 examples. Let's say that goes really well and you're getting a lot of views, a lot of engagement. People are resharing it. That's hitting. That's hitting your audience really well. Do more of those. Give them another TikTok with 5 more examples of, instead of saying this, try saying this. Now let's go even deeper with it. Instead of doing this with your kids, try doing this. Instead of doing this as a mom, try doing this. Instead of doing this with your spouse, try doing this. Instead of doing this when you're out running errands with your toddler, try doing this. Instead of doing this when you're talking to your teen, try doing this. Like, keep going, make more. That one piece of content is not only able to be reposted forever, it's property in your business now. It can be repurposed for every single platform a billion different ways. It could be gone deeper into, expanded on a billion different ways. Like, it's endless. Do you see the difference in what I was saying, that my client was saying at the beginning of this episode, to this now? What an energy shift that is. It's never a loss if a piece of content doesn't hit right. And so now you're energized about creating content. You're coming at it with a different attitude. You just shifted your energy towards it. So what's going to happen? You're going to create more content. You're going to create better content because you are smart. You're not seeing content the way everyone else is seeing it. You know this is business property and you're smart. You're creating business property all the time because it serves you. You never create a piece of content and let that be it. You go deeper, you go wider, you use it as a basis to create more. You amplify it. You make your life easier, so you love creating content because people need your content, babe. It's not oversaturated. They need it. And you have a responsibility to take your message, take your product, and show up with it. And it's a lot easier to show up if you enjoy it and you know that you're just creating business property. Kind of makes the views that it gets like, I kind of forgot to check. That's where I'm at with my content. I forget to check. The only reason I even know my numbers is because my social media girl will be like, hey, just so you know, this is really hitting. It's going really well.
I don't even look because I just know I create. And when I notice that something is going well, I'm just going to go deeper and wider with it. That's it. It becomes a joy to create content. And when you enjoy creating content, you're changing the friggin' world. So try this. Let it shift your energy towards creating content. Be smarter about what you do with your content. And let me know how it goes. Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram at Ali_that's me, or you can search Ali Casaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to alicasaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style. I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show.